Good morning, everyone. How is everyone today? Good? Awesome. And for those of our online folks, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, depending on where you are tuning in from. Thanks so much for joining us for the Azure Firestarter event. We are really excited about this technology, and we are pleased to give you the Azure Firestarter, which is a full-day training on Windows Azure, all delivered by rockstar speakers like Steve Marks. So before we get started, I want to give you a quick introduction about myself. I am a developer evangelist, and I cover the PacWest region. So how many of you here know what a developer evangelist is? Quick poll of hands. Yeah, coming from Redmond, I thought most of you would know. So as a developer evangelist, I work very closely with developers and the community like you people. And we put together events like this. I speak at MSDN events and a lot of other community events. So you've probably seen me at many of the other user groups that we locally do. Or you've come attended an MSDN event, and you would have seen me there. You've got many ways to reach me. If you want to hear about a new event, if you want to talk about new technologies, or just get a cup of coffee, you have many ways to reach me. My Twitter tag is @mithundi. It'll be probably the fastest way that I'd respond to you. And of course, my email address is listed right there. And if you have not already seen my blog, please visit my blog. My blog is where I'll be posting all the information about new events. So definitely please visit. I know it's a long day. Please silence your cell phones. It's going to distract speakers. So if you can put it in stun mode, that would be great. If you have not already done, please do so. Evaluations. This is the most important piece for us. We organized this event based on your feedback. A couple months ago, we put together an MSDN event on Windows Azure. It was a half-day event. How many of you attended? It was in downtown Seattle. I see a few hands going up. And during that feedback, that event, a lot of people wrote back in their evaluations that they want to learn more about Windows Azure. We are taking that feedback and giving you this class. So definitely, if you like to hear us talk about other technologies in Microsoft SilverLight, WPF, Windows 7 for developers, or anything else, be sure to give the feedback in your evaluation forms. Everyone here should have received an evaluation form. Anyone here don't have an evaluation form? Okay. And for those of you watching this event online, we'll be posting you the evaluation form or links for evaluation form after like about 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll be tweeting about it constantly after every session, so you have a chance to rate the session, rate the speaker, and also go and rate the overall event itself. There is an open column there, so please be sure to request for any feedback or pass any feedback. We are watching the entire event online. For those of you offline here, if you want to connect, or the online people, if you want to talk about this event, the hashtag is WAFS. So if you're tweeting about this, WAFS would be, please append it with WAFS. It's Windows Azure Firestarter. With that, I'm going to introduce Scott Kerfoot here. Scott's my manager.
Thanks, Mithun. How you doing?
Very good, thanks.
Making sure that this mic is on. Everybody can hear me? We're all good for this morning. Thanks, Mithun. So as Mithun said, my name is Scott Kerfoot. I'm a senior director of evangelism here at Microsoft. Actually have a team of evangelists just like Mithun that cover the entire West region. And we're very excited to be here today. Azure has been out now, I'm going to say, officially for about the last 5 months. I think our coming out party was PDC. So I think now is probably a good time to kind of get a fully wrapped Azure message out to you so that you can start to kind of embrace exactly what's going on with the cloud from Microsoft's perspective. So again, I'm going to go back to this Twitter hashtag. So how many people are actually on Twitter? How many people have used Twitter before? Okay, so that's good. Hopefully by the end of the day, we can get pretty much everybody who's here on Twitter so that we can kind of take this conversation throughout the day. And you can see questions that come in from the online audience. So our plan today is to have about 250 people here in the room, and we had about 1,000 people register. So it's not just you who are in the room, but we're also going to have a pretty significant audience online. You kind of look around, and the room is kind of empty. I actually just peeked over the wall, down at the entryway at the end of the building, and there's probably about 75, 80 people still waiting to get in, going through the security line to get into the building. So again, if you're not on Twitter yet, go to twitter.com. Put in the hashtag in the search box after you sign in, get your sign-in set up, and you should be able to track all the comments that are coming in. And I think Mithun is going to be monitoring the Twitter traffic all day. And if there are questions that are going to come up through Twitter, you can either kind of raise your hand and ask a question in here, or you can submit a question through Twitter, and we'll do our best to keep up with the traffic that's there. So for today, the agenda is going to be we're going to start off doing some initial positioning with Steve at the beginning of the day about really kind of what Windows Azure is. There are a lot of other kind of cloud technologies out there. So what is Azure? Where does it play? What are the components of Azure? It's going to show a couple demos of what you can do with it. We're going to get some good information that should give you a good foundation of knowledge around what Windows Azure is. And then throughout the rest of the day, what we're going to do is we're going to drill into the components of Azure in much more specific detail kind of as the day goes along. And then toward the end of the day, know it's a long day, but probably the best way to end a day is to have some of the speakers stand up here and do a little bit of a panel discussion where you can do some more Q&A. Other thing I want to mention about the agenda is, number one, the lunch is really short, so when we do break for lunch, please get out there and get your food quickly. We only have about a half an hour in the agenda for lunch. But more importantly, these sessions are for you. They're not necessarily for us to stand up here and talk the entire time. So please, if you have a burning question that you want to ask, just put your hand up. We'll do our best to kind of stop at a good breaking point and answer a question. I see somebody with a burning question in the back. Okay, so I'm actually going to get to that. Thank you for the good tee up. It's actually the wireless connection information is actually up on the board over on the side. I'm going to put it up here. Huh. Thank you. The check is in the mail for the tee up for the next slide. So if you're in the room here and you're not on wireless already, the wireless information is the username is USMSGuest. The password is up there. It's also, again, for those of you in the room, it's written on the wall over on the side in green so that when the slide disappears, you'll still have it. So go ahead and get on wireless, get onto Twitter, and start tweeting any of your thoughts about the event. Okay, so the reason why we're here is because we really want to do two things. So this is kind of our objective for the day. Hopefully your objective really aligns with this. We want to help you understand what Windows Azure is, what the Azure platform is, what SQL Azure is. So it's the what, so that you understand potentially where you could apply it. It's the kind of why we put it in place, why Azure is there. The way I like to think of Azure is the I think my site is going to be much more successful than I thought. How am I going to afford to put up all those new servers in 24 hours? That's kind of one use for Azure. Many other uses that we'll talk about later on today. And then we're also going to go into some of the how. There's a session at the end of the day where we're actually going to see, how you would go about building applications for Windows Azure. Okay, so if we can answer these three questions today, I feel like we're going to be successful. If we're not doing this, please, tweet about it. You can, send me a direct message on Twitter as well. You can go to my Facebook, facebook.com/ScottCurry. You can send me a message on there. Please help us meet these objectives as we go through the day. And then when you go home, try it out. There are a lot of different options that we're going to talk about today for you to get some experience with Azure. So how many of you actually have Visual Studio installed? Very good. So not a barrier to being able to try it out. For those of you that don't, we have some Express tools that you can download to be able to play with it. How many of you are using Visual Studio 2008? Okay, that's a good portion. How many of you have installed one of the early releases of Visual Studio 2010? Okay, that's a pretty good cross-section. Great. Okay, so here's the Windows Azure site, www.azure.com. You can see up there that you have the tools and SDK that you can download. The link's right there on the page. There's a sign up now section that shows you the different ways that you can sign up. Also, a couple of other options. If you're an ISV here in the United States, we actually have an ISV program that'll help you get your application up and running on Azure. It's one of the offerings that we're bringing to market to help people use and get some experience with Azure for the applications that they already have. The FrontRunner program is There's kind of two components to FrontRunner. There's the technical side, where we get you the bits for Azure, we give you some support incidents that you can use. But then once you get your application onto Azure, if you're an ISV, there's actually some co-marketing that you can do with Microsoft around things like announcing your application. We'll help you do PR. So this is more of a, technical side, get the application running on Azure, and then a business side, help you with some of the marketing components of your application. If you're not in the United States, so if you're on the live feed and you're outside of the United States, we also have the Greenlight program, which accomplishes pretty much the same thing outside of the United States. So if you go to isvappcompat.com/global, this will actually define what the Greenlight program is. Again, much the same thing, get you up and running on Azure, give you what you need to get started migrating your application, and then some business tools to help you co-market your application. So I guess they opened the security line finally, because now the room is finally starting to fill up. So that's great. So I think before we go on to you, I'm going to go back to the wireless to make sure everybody can get on wireless. Okay, one more thing. So there is, after the event today, there is going to be the first meeting of the Cloud Unconference again, Cloud Unconference event tonight here in the Commons. So this is going to be a user group in the up here in the Redmond, Seattle area that's going to meet, I think, on a monthly basis. So after you've kind of come here and learned a little bit about Azure at this event, then what you can do is, if you start to kind of embrace Azure and start to use Azure over time, you can start attending this event and meet with your peers around best practices around cloud computing. Some components will be Windows Azure. There will also be some other cloud technologies that they're going to talk about at this event as well. But as you can see, I guess the cloud's getting popular if they're starting to create user groups about it. So good to attend that as well. Okay, so for everybody who's here, who's been able to get on wireless, and for those of you who just kind of have rolled in after they opened up the security line, I'm going to go back to the wireless component in a minute. What I'd like to see you do is, if you're on Twitter, I'd like to see you create a starter tweet that says, "I am watching the hashtag Windows Azure Firestarter #WAFS from putting in your location, and I have not heard of or used Windows Azure." So if we can just get an idea for those of you that have had a chance to get online, if you can go ahead and just, do a tweet so that we can get an idea of kind of what the skill set is, how many people that we have who are actually watching online, that would be great. Okay, before we get started, I'm actually going to go back to the wireless slide. So for all of you who rolled in late, you'll be able to see the wireless information. Okay, there's the wireless information. So before we get started, and I bring Steve Marks up here, does anybody have any questions before we get started? Or are we ready to go?
Scott, can you repeat the tweet again?
So the tweet would be, "I am watching," and then the hashtag, which is #WAFS, from, and then put your location in. So I guess it would be Microsoft Commons, Redmond Campus, although that was probably too long. You can just say Redmond. And I have used, not used, seen, not seen, just a little bit of information about your level of experience with Azure, Windows Azure. So just a generic tweet with the hashtag, #WAFS. Okay? No additional questions? Very good. Have a great day. Again, be really interactive. We're here to make sure that you get the information that you need around Windows Azure. And with that, Mr. Steve Marks.
Thank you very much.